February 1, a revelation of God's will and character. The law is holy and the commandment holy and just and good, Romans 7:12. Many religious leaders assert that Christ, by his death, abolished the law, and men are henceforth free from its requirements. There are some who represent it as a grievous yoke, and in contrast to the bondage of the law, they present the liberty to be enjoyed under the gospel. But not so did prophets and apostles regard the holy law of God. Said David, "I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts." Psalm 119:45. The apostle James, who wrote after the death of Christ, refers to the Decalogue as the royal law and the perfect law of liberty, James 2:8 and 1:25. And the Revelator, half a century after the crucifixion, pronounces a blessing upon them that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city, Revelation 22:14. The claim that Christ, by his death, abolished his father's law is without foundation. Had it been possible for the law to be changed or set aside, then Christ need not have died to save man from the penalty of sin. The death of Christ, so far from abolishing the law, proves that it is immutable. The Son of God came to magnify the law and make it honorable, Isaiah 42:21. And concerning himself he declares, "I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart." Psalms 40:8. The law of God from its very nature is unchangeable. It is a revelation of the will and the character of its author. God is love and his law is love. Its two great principles are love to God and love to man. Love is the fulfilling of the law. Romans 13:10. The character of God is righteousness and truth. Such is the nature of his law. Says the psalmist, "Thy law is the truth. All thy commandments are righteousness." Psalm 119:142 and 172. And the apostle Paul declares, "The law is holy and the commandment holy and just and good." Romans 7:12. Such a law, being an expression of the mind and will of God, must be as enduring as its author. It is a work of conversion and sanctification to reconcile men to God by bringing them into accord with the principles of his law. In the beginning, man was created in the image of God. He was in perfect harmony with the nature and the law of God. The principles of righteousness were written upon his heart. But sin alienated him from his Maker. He no longer reflected the divine image. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that man might be reconciled to God. Through the merits of Christ, he can be restored to harmony with his Maker. The Great Controversy, pages 466 and 467.